This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
Today we honor the warriors who fought our nation's enemies, defended the cause of liberty, and gave their lives in the cause of freedom.
President Bush marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. The president spoke of Americans who died in wars past and present.
Now this hallowed ground receives a new generation of heroes. Men and women who gave their lives in places such as Kabul and Kandahar, Baghdad and Ramadi. Like those who came before them, they did not want war, but they answered the call when it came. They believed in something larger than themselves. They fought for our country, and our country unites to mourn them as one.
Memorial Day began its life as Decoration Day, a time to place flowers at the graves of fallen soldiers. More than 3,000 American servicemen and women have died in Iraq. 58,000 died in Vietnam, almost 37,000 in Korea. The First World War claimed 116,000 American lives, the Second World War, 407,000. But it was in the years just after the Civil War that the practice of decorating gravesites became traditional and gave rise to a national holiday. More than 500,000 Americans died in that war.